Welcome to ClickFunnels Radio, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here's your host, Dave Woodward.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to ClickFunnels Radio. We're coming down to the end of the year, 2021. I'm already into 2022. Man, things have been such a crazy, crazy year. I cannot tell you how excited I am to introduce you to Kevin Richards. Kevin, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Dave. Excited to be here.
So for those of you guys who don't know Kevin, I don't know how you don't know him by now. If you know anything at all from everything we've been doing over the last 4 months, almost 5 months, what's it been? It's been 5 months for me.
Yeah. 4 or 5 months, right before Funnel Hacking Live. Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah. So for those of you guys who know, I went through a crazy brain tumor. And the best thing that ever happened because of that was Kevin came to ClickFunnels. So I am so grateful for who he is. We're going to dive in and talk a lot about what he's done over the last 20 years. But most importantly, I hope you guys understand, you have the opportunity of hearing from our chief marketing officer, but most importantly, the guy who really is making sure everything actually gets done. And I think so often, a lot of people think and talk so much about all the stuff that Todd and Russell have done, which is amazing. That's why you have ClickFunnels. I can tell you, if you start looking at what's happened over the last 3 or 4 months and what's happening over the future here, a lot of that is going to be because of all the hard work that Kevin's been doing. And again, I'm so excited to have you here. Kevin, you've been a huge blessing in my life. I can't thank you personally enough. But I think for those of you guys who are listening right now, this is a man you're going to want to really study and listen to, pay attention to, because what he's actually doing, he's been doing for the last 20 years. So again, Kevin, welcome to the show. I can't wait to dive into this.
Thank you. Me too. Yeah. I thought it'd be fun to kind of give people a behind the scenes look of running and launching campaigns, both successful and unsuccessful. Just kind of working with people over, to your point, 20 years now. Gosh, what a scary number to say. It's been really fun. And I thought, you know, over those 20 years, I've learned a lot. I've seen a lot of people kind of grow in this industry. I've seen a lot of people go away in this industry. And I thought it would be, you know, what would be most helpful for the audience is really talking about what are the things I've seen in those two decades that have really made the difference, where I see people kind of stick and make it work.
Well, let's dive into that. I think that I'm so excited just because as you guys are listening to the stuff Kevin's going to talk about, their amount of experience here is something that you all need to have in your own business. And I highly, highly recommend, as you really understand everything that he's been talking about, this is stuff that's actually working. So I'd highly recommend you guys take notes, pay attention, and let's dive in.
Awesome. So, you know, the first thing I've learned and the one thing I try and really put in everyone's head is it's never the first funnel, right? And Russell teaches this and preaches this, and it literally finishes every single email he writes to his audience. You know, you are truly one funnel away, but it's not the first funnel. So if I look back at my 20 years and the people I've had the opportunity to work with, you know, I've done well over 200 campaigns and launches with, you know, people, names you know and names you don't know. And when I started my career, I was averaging 3 campaigns a month. So literally starting 3 launches a month, working with a team and just signing on as many people as I could and, you know, running it as an agency. And, you know, some of those people now are names you all know and love, right? So, all over the place, from Shalene Johnson, Brendan Burchard, Steve Olscher, and, you know, on and on and on, and people that have really stuck and made things work. And then there's other people whose names I won't mention, and you wouldn't know if I mentioned them anyways, right? And the number one thing I think I found was, you know, for many of them, and I can tell you, having been the person that did their very first launch for many of these people, their first launch was not their most successful launch, or maybe even not successful at all. So, you know, it's really the number one piece of success in this industry is being able to go up the bat over and over and over. So, you know, the baseball analogy, I think, is such a great one is, you know, professional baseball players don't bat 1,000.
Yeah.
That's not how you become a pro. A pro bats 300, maybe 350. you know, it's just, they get up at bat and they go to practice every day and they do batting practice and they're perfecting their craft and they're always willing to get up to the bat and up to the plate and swing every single time. So I think that's the number one lesson I've learned is, you know, don't put all your, you know, all your hopes and dreams into that one campaign or that one funnel. And if it doesn't work, give up. It's about going back to the drawing board, figuring out what worked well, what didn't went well, what your audience loved, what they didn't love, and just be willing to keep trying and trying. And that's where the magic and the success comes from.
I love it. Well, you take a look over the last 20 years. What are some of the major lessons that you've learned?
Yeah, the other thing I wanted to say is the commonality of the people that are successful is how much time they spend studying.
Oh,
they study their competition. They study the market. They're in the groups. They're buying the programs. They're doing the research, right? So they know what the right thing is to do. They're constantly learning. They're working with other people that are learning. And that's 100%. So if you aren't actively learning, you know, a big tip and one of the things I encourage and one of the things I try to keep it in practice is I block out half a day during the week. And that part of my week is dedicated to learning. So if you don't have that time, whether it's specific time in your day or a specific time in your week, you have to set up a practice like that. You have to be, you know, knowing what your competition is doing, first of all. It's very easy to do. I mean, tactically, you literally can go into Facebook, look at their Facebook page. And if you go under their Facebook ads and you can see what they're running, look at what they've been running the longest. If they've been running an ad or a specific campaign for more than 6 months, odds are it's working. So go through that campaign, you know, funnel hack it, go through it, learn it, research it, swipe it, take pictures of it, do all the things and just continue to learn and just be in the industry.
Man, I love that. I think so often people keep thinking, oh, I've got it all down. I know it. I don't need to study anything else. And I think the one thing I have learned the very most is from those people who are always studying. Yeah. I mean, whether we were talking with Tony Robbins and all that stuff, he's always studying on a regular basis. I take a look at obviously Russell. He's always, always studying a massive amount of, he's become just this crazy, crazy reader. You are the same situation. I absolutely love seeing, I don't know anyone who can read as fast as you can read and can remember every single thing you do. I think that's fascinating. I know for me, that's probably been the biggest thing that separated me from other people is the importance of always studying. And I was talking with Dan Martell the other day, and his whole thing is you've got to be reading 10 pages a day. That was his thing. It goes back to 75 hard and yep. After 75 hard, he just stays on that. It's 10 pages a day, 10 pages a day. Whether you're actually reading the pages or you're actually studying the people, that is the key. You cannot stop studying. And I love that. Such great advice.
Yeah. It's I think it really makes a big difference. And you see it as a common thread, right? So you see it in people's success, not just in our industry, but I think, you know, across the world, when you see the most successful people, they're in books. They're in research. They're continually learning. Yeah, for sure. Then the third thing that I really wanted people to know about is it's okay not to do everything yourself. So, you know, this coming from an integrator. So my career has been working with very talented people who love to be in front, right? So if you look at their disc profile, their strong eyes, they love to be, you know, out there. They want not only, it's not about the attention necessarily, but it's more about the contribution, right? They want to be out there making a difference in the world. They want to be improving people's lives. And if you're one of those people, there's some things you're going to be weak on, you know, maybe it's execution, maybe it's details, maybe it's operations, whatever it is, find the right people that can support you in those pieces. Maybe you struggle with tech, right? I mean, obviously the advantage of ClickFunnels is just the platform alone tackles so many of those tech hurdles for you. But if you just don't like design, you don't like doing it, like be willing to find, you know, an integrator. I think that's a great example. And, you know, there's so many times people try and do everything on themselves, and we all have weaknesses, right? You know, me getting on stage or me doing this interview, right? These are, those are my, my weaker points in life. And that's it. Whereas, you know, throw me in front of a funnel and tell me to build it and work with a team. And, you know, that stuff I can do all day long. And that's going to be the same for other people that want to be, you know, really making an impact on the world, but maybe don't want to spend their day literally hands in writing something or, you know, creating something.
So how do you find a good integrator?
Yeah, that's a great question. Honestly, it comes down to the same as finding anyone. You know, I think, and you and I have actually been talking about this lately, I think 9 times out of 10, the person you need is somewhere close, right? Yeah. So, and an integrator doesn't have to be an expert. It's not about finding someone like, you know, literally someone like me, you know, it's finding someone like me when I was 25 years ago. So willing to jump in, willing to learn, willing to do the things and you know, someone that wants to be part of the process, someone wants to, that believes in the, you know, the mission you have. So if you're out there trying to make a difference in the world, you want someone who believes in you. I mean, I've seen some great integrators that are now running amazing companies that were literally, you know, receptionists at the tanning salon or, you know, and then brought on board because they were just so customer service oriented. So 9 times out of 10, I believe it's not about going out and hiring the most expensive person to write sales copy for you or going out and, you know, hiring the best designer. It's about hiring someone or finding someone who's passionate as you are and willing to go all in. And then balances, right? So I think DISC profiles are a great way to find out, you know, your weaknesses and focuses and find someone who kind of balances you well. So that would be my advice. It's don't go paying top dollar for the most, you know, experienced person all the time. Like I would say, don't hire me, right? Not that I'm for hire, but if I was,
he's not, by the way, in case anyone's asking or thinking, he's not.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the type of thing I find more beneficial. It's like someone who's willing to stand next to you. And you look at Russell's career, honestly, and you know, you, Dave, and the other people around him, John, Brent, Todd, right? It's the people that were willing to show up when it wasn't easy, right? Yeah. Do the work when there wasn't success. So, you know, I get so inspired when I hear Russell talk about the stories of, you know, you guys in the early days and, you know, literally the struggles of, you know, paying payroll and, you know, having tough conversations and the people that stuck around, those are the people you want, right? You don't want the people that are trying to get the most amount of money up front. You want the people that are willing to be there and be part of the process.
Oh man, such great advice. I get chills hearing that. That's the, I think, especially these days, seems hiring people right now is tough just because everybody wants to hire, you know, high premium salaries and everything else. It's interesting when things get really hard or when you're coming through it. I remember having the conversation with Russell so many different times. I remember just the whole idea of you would never ever go into partnership with someone who hadn't already lost it. Mm-hmm. And I look at how many businesses I started and lost, or things didn't work, and it was because of what I learned through that when Russell and I connected and everything else, that was a connection. I understood and I felt and knew what he was going through, or what he had been through. And that in and of itself has prevented a ton of conversations ever. There was never a need to have any conversations around that kind of stuff because we've both been through it. And so I appreciate you saying that for sure. Well, yeah. What else do you recommend?
Well, that's actually, you segued right into the next one. Just like your first funnel isn't going to necessarily be the genie in a bottle, nor is the first business, right? So be prepared to fail, but go all in with preparation. So, you know, just like the actual campaigns, the businesses themselves are, you know, that's part of the process is be willing to truly successful entrepreneurs that I've worked with. And, you know, Russell, you know, Brendan, you know, Kenny, Scott Blum from back in the day at buy.com, you know, every single one of them, you know, had one thing in common is they were never doing one thing. and it's crazy. And, you know, for some people that's chaotic and stressful. For them, it's, you know, exciting and energetic. So, you know, be willing to do multiple things, be willing to try multiple things. you know that, you know, for every idea you have, it's worth trying. And, you know, failure is part of the process, to your point. So I think that's the other thing that I've learned from successful entrepreneurs and just being around them, is their willingness to see opportunity and just go in it and know that sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, but it's the process and journey that's going to make them better as well.
Oh, I love that. I think of so many times where, even the last few months, we've talked about how, you know what, we did it. We did this thing and it just wasn't as successful as we thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
And the key is not to get focused, so focused on where you lost it, instead of focused on where you're going to go next. Yeah. And I see so many people who emotionally get, oh my gosh, I had this terrible business. This didn't go well. And at least my personal experience is anytime you spend time on all the negative, you will never be able to get on the positive. You have Absolutely. To. I understand you go through trials and things don't go the way you want. And you have to spend some amount of time emotionally on that, but you've got to, once you get through it, the faster you get through it, you got to be done with it and then go forward. I remember hearing back to Dan Kennedy and some of his stories. I was always so fascinated just by the way in which he dealt with the trials that he went through. And it's some of the many things I just have come just to love about Dan. And I remember one of the stories of he was going through a bankruptcy and a terrible financial situation. And he was basically, as I recall, was sitting there at an event, teaching this event and also going to be selling at the end of the event. And his car that was parked out front was being towed and it was being towed away because of his bankruptcy. So he said, you know, give me 1 second here. I got to go down and give them a tip, because he basically told them that actually they're just going to take it over to get it cleaned or something like that. And it was just the way that he had to change in the back of his mind, some idea that no matter what it was going through, it was just, it's just one step and he was going to go get through that, whatever it was, and focus on the positive stuff. And I think that so often in life, you can focus on either, again, the glass can be either half empty or half full. And how you approach it changes everything else that you do. So I totally understand that.
Yeah. I mean, you think about Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers, you know, what we remember is their success. But if you think about the statistics and how many interceptions they've thrown in their lives, right? But that's not what when they get up there and on the field and they, you know, get in the huddle, they're not thinking about the interceptions, right? So having that tough skin or that, you know, letting the water run off your back, is an important part of success, is willing to get up there and assume you're going to throw touchdowns every single play and run the play no matter what happened the previous play. So I love that.
Oh, I love watching Tom Brady. I'm so impressed. We watched a game just the other night and didn't go the way that he wanted it to go.
Yeah.
But I found it just fascinating to see that even when you're the very best, you can still have a bad game. And you still have to deal with it. And I think that I look at growing and building a business. It's not like every single day is perfect. Some days don't go exactly the way you want. And the key is, how do you overcome that? And how do you focus on the good? So I appreciate that a ton. Well, as you take a look to the next steps for you here at ClickFunnels, what are some of the main things you're really taking a look at?
Yeah, for me, it's you know, honestly, the biggest thing, and you know this, Dave, is I love making impacts in people's lives in a positive. I believe in what we do. You know, I've information and expert business has been just such a blessing in my life. And I love being able to share that opportunity with more and more people. So when it comes to me, that's the focus, is how many people we can give an opportunity to make a difference in the world with just by giving them the tools and the education. And that's what ClickFunnels means to me. Right. So, you know, to answer your question, it's just about getting more people, you know, not just on the platform, but in our universe. You know, you look at the Dan Kennedy promotion we just recently did with the magnetic marketing newsletters. And you know, this is one more opportunity to get people the education and information they need to be successful. And that's, I love that. I love the process. I love what I do. So, you know, just being part of it is the most fun for me.
So if people wanted to get more of Dan Kennedy stuff, where should we send them?
Absolutely. So it's a great opportunity. You know, you get the historical information from Dan Kennedy, as well as Russell just launching his, you know, relaunching his own newsletter with, you know, behind the scenes, which is kind of what today was all about, is a look behind the scenes of campaigns. They go to nobsletter.com. We are, you know, taking people and joining. They can join up and get one newsletter from Dan Kennedy, one newsletter from Russell, as well as some crazy, amazing, wonderful bonuses. So even if they just want to see a, you know, behind the scenes look at how Russell would build an amazing funnel, an amazing campaign, just go to nobsletter.com. And not only will you get a chance to learn from Dan Kennedy and Russell every single month, but also get able to see, like, honestly, one of the most impressive campaigns I've ever seen built in quite some time.
I love that. So again, everyone who's listening right now, the key is go to nobsletter.com. Again, nobsletter.com. If nothing else, you need to go and at least look at the sales page they built. It's absolutely amazing. And I think you'll learn so much just from that. So go to nobsletter.com. Well, Kevin, anything else you want to cover before we let you go?
No, I just want to encourage people to go out, keep trying, keep learning, keep doing. This is a wonderful opportunity for everybody. And yeah, if I just hope they know they can do this. We believe in them. That's why we're here.
Thank you so much, Kevin.
Yeah, thanks, Dave. It's been fun.
Well, I hope you absolutely loved all the value of that podcast. Speaking of value right now, one of the things we're really trying to do is over-deliver. And the thing we've seen that has probably created the greatest opportunity for us to over-deliver to all of you, and that is our One Funnel Away Challenge. In fact, you can actually see it at clickfunnelsradio.com/OFA. Again, clickfunnelsradio.com/OFA. If you've gone through the One Funnel Away Challenge in the past, this is something totally new. We started the One Funnel Away Challenge back in 2018, and it is now 2.5 years later, we decided to completely redo it. Everything brand new. Simplifying the process, making it just as easy as possible for you to get results quick. Just spend 30 minutes every single day, and what you're gonna get is Russell teaching you exactly what you need to do to get your funnel up and running in the next 30 days. So go to clickfunnelsradio.com/OFA and you can get all the details there. Thanks so much, and we'll talk to you soon.